这该对你们讲了。
So we're going to get started.
我们可以开始。
Oh, this for you. So good afternoon, everybody.
下午好。
Thank you. You're much better than the kids. They didn't say anything. You guys respond.
你们比小孩子要积极多了。
And also, early Happy New Year.
早就是祝大家一个春节快乐吧。
And so, the passage we're reading today is one that is very, very frequently used.
今天读的经文是我们经常引用的。
Because it talks about a new life.
讲的是基督徒的新生命。
And talks about the old life.
也讲到我们的旧生命。
And we love that idea of being able to have a new life.
我们都很喜欢要一个新的生命。
So why do kids play games? A lot of you are parents and you have kids, so they play video games, right?
你们知道小孩子很爱玩电子游戏。
And so the reason why is because they get to try over and over and over. There's a lot of lives, right?
他们为什么喜欢呢？因为他们失败了，还可以再重新开始。
So they run somewhere, they die, and then it's like 10 seconds later they come back.
他们 一会儿玩死了以后，一会儿又满血复活。
And so there's this over trying, 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 and because they get a new life each and every single time.
所以他不停地尝试，不停地尝试，每一次都有一个新的生命。
And so they love that because in real life, if you make a mistake, you're in big trouble.
所以他们非常喜欢在电子游戏里面，因为在现实生活中，你要是死了就是死了。
There's no going back to even what I just did.
你没有办法。让事情就是再好起来。
So if I said something wrong while I'm in front of the kids, I can't turn time back and say, "Oh, let me try again," because everybody already heard it.
如果我刚才在孩子面前说了一句错话，我就收不回来了。
And so New Year's, the reason why we love New Year's is exactly that reason.
那就是为什么大家都喜欢过新年。
Because we assume it's a new template, a new time. Everything's wiped clean.
因为新年是新的开始。
And because everything's wiped clean, it feels that we have a chance again.
因为是从头再来，我们还有一个机会。
And so, it's interesting because a lot of times when I do young professional and college ministry,
我经常做校园事工。
And a lot of times women or younger women will come to me.
年轻的小女孩会过来问我。
And they ask me about some guy that they met.
他们会问我一些他们遇到的男孩子的事情。
And so, oh, is this guy any good? I like him. He's cute. There's all sorts of things they tell me.
他们会告诉我说，这个人很帅啊，我很喜欢他。
And I always tell them, you know what? Watch out.
我跟他们说的是，你要小心。
And the reason I say watch out is because I say first what you want to do is you want to observe them when they're playing sports or playing video games.
为什么要小心呢？你先要通过观察他们怎样玩游戏，怎样做体育运动来观察这个人。
Because if they start yelling and screaming, getting angry, being mean,
如果他们很容易就生气，就发脾气。
I say watch out because in your relationship, there might be a little bit of trouble in the future.
那你就要小心了，以后你们谈恋爱的时候可能也是这样的。
Because in reality, there's really no change from before to now.
因为在现实生活中。他们就是这样子的。
And my parents used to tell me this too.
我的家长也告诉我。
Because when I was little, right?
我小的时候。
I come home from school and I just throw my jacket on the ground.
从学校回来，脱了衣服就扔在地下。
And I throw my backpack somewhere else.
然后把书包扔在别的地方。
And my books and papers are all over the place.
我的书本就扔的到处都是。
And so my parents told me that from a young age I was messy.
所以我的家长从小就告诉我，你太脏乱了。
And then I told them, no, don't worry. When I'm in college, I'll be organized and I'll get ready.
但是我告诉他们不用担心，我上了大学就好了，就会整洁了。
And then when I was in college, I was also messy. So I said, after I get a job and a house, it'll all be clean and organized.
但是我上大学的时候还是很不整洁，我就告诉自己说，我以后有了工作，我就会整洁了。
I said that maybe after I get married, that I'll be more clean and organized.
工作以后，我想也许我结婚了以后，我就会更加收拾自己的东西了。
And I'll let you guess, but you're not allowed to ask my wife if I am clean or messy now.
我可以让你们猜一猜，你们也可以问我的老婆，我现在到底是不是很整洁呢？
You see, change is extremely difficult.
你们知道，改变自己是非常难的。
But we love the idea that we have a chance.
但是我们都很想要一个机会。
And as we get into this passage, I'm going to tell you a fact of life.
当我们读这些经文的时候，我要告诉大家一个生命的事实。
Change is impossible on our own.
我们自己改变自己是完全没有可能的。
Oh, that's tough to hear. That's very difficult to hear for us.
但你们很不愿意听这个。
Because our entire lives are based on one concept, right?
因为我们的生命就是基于一个事情。
That if I put the energy and time into this, then I will get the result.
如果我花时间精力做一件事，我会得到结果。
I'm poor from out of the country. I come here. As long as I work, I will make money and I will be rich.
我以前很穷，我移民到这个国家，努力工作就会有钱。
But none of that is truly effective change.
但是这样的改变并不是根本的改变。
Because in Ephesians chapter 4, we see this concept of an old self and a new self.
以弗所书第四章提到了旧人和新人的概念。
And the one thing I want us to think about first is that the old self cannot change without a new self.
我们现在想的是，我们的旧人如果没有新人的进入，旧人是不会改变的。
Because there will always be that old self that is inside.
因为我们里面老是有那个旧人在霸占着。
And so we struggle day in and day out.
所以我每天都在挣扎。
And there's no way for us to break that cycle.
没有办法打破这个恶性循环。
And so then we struggle as Christians.
所以作为基督徒我们每天也在跟自己过不去。
We say, okay, if God is so real, how come I still struggle this way?
我们经常想如果神是真的为什么我还做这样的事情
If God is so real, then how come my kids won't change?
如果神是真的为什么我的孩子还没有改变
If God is so real, then how come my husband, my boyfriend, whatever it is, doesn't change?
如果神是真的为什么我的配偶还是不改变
And so then we start to get confused and we begin to grow angry at God.
所以我们就开始疑惑，开始对神产生了一些怨恨。
And many times it's because we have a misconception about what it means to have the old life and the new.
因为我们对旧生活和新生活有一个误解。
And so what we're going to do is we're going to look in the Bible and we're going to start to break down these verses.
所以我们今天好好看一看圣经。
And we're going to see, you know what does the Bible really say about this changing from the old to the new.
我们来看一下圣经里面关于从旧变新到底是怎么说的。
But before that, let me pray for us.
在这之前，我们一起祷告。
Dear Lord, we just want to thank you for this time.
亲爱的主啊，我们感谢你给我们这段时间。
We pray, Lord, that you would give us hearts open to your word.
我们祷告，求你让我们的心眼打开，看到你的话语。
That you give us wisdom beyond our years.
你求你给我们智慧和启示。
And we pray that you give us hearts that are willing to listen to you.
求你给我们一颗愿意听你的话的心。
And for this congregation, may you bless them and watch over them.
求你赐福这个会众。
And in Jesus' name we pray.
以耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
So verse 17 to 19 first.
17到19节。
And so in verse 17 to 19, we already read it.
我们刚才读过。
We need to understand...In order to understand change, we need to know what it's like before.
要是想明白改变，我们要知道改变以前的状况。
It says in verse 17,
十七节说
that you must no longer walk as Gentiles in the
我们不要再像外邦人。
In the futility of their minds,
存欲望的心行事。
They are darkened in their understanding.
他们心地昏昧。
Alienated from the life of God.
与神所赐的生命隔绝了。
Because of ignorance.
因自己无知。
Due to the hardness of their heart,
心里刚硬,
they have become callous and given themselves up to sensuality,
良心竟然丧尽就放纵私欲,
greedy to practice every kind of impurity.
贪心种种的污秽.
And verse 20 says, but that is not the way you learned in Christ.
二十，你们学了基督却不是这样。
See, the old self is very unique.
你们的老生命是非常独特的。
Because the Bible gives a description of what it means to be old self.
而且圣经也告诉我们老生命是什么样子。
One is the futility of their minds.
第一件就是他们存虚妄的心行事。
Darkened in understanding.
心地昏昧。
And so when we think about futility of mind and darkened understanding,
当我们想到虚妄的心和心地昏昧的时候
sometimes it doesn't feel like it applies to us.
好像跟我们无关。
Because we like to think that we're smart, right?
我们都觉得自己很聪明。
I mean, I don't think that I'm like that dumb of a guy.
我并不觉得我有那么蠢啊。
I'm pretty intelligent.
我有智慧啊。
I can figure out things for myself.
我也可以搞明白事情啊。
So then why does the Bible say that before I knew Christ, there's futility?
但是为什么圣经又告诉我们，我们认识主之前，我们是存虚妄的心呢？
Why is my mind considered to be darkened?
为什么我的心地昏昧呢？
And the reason is this, the idea of futility in verse 17,
在十七节讲到的存虚妄的心。
What is futility?
虚妄是什么意思？
Futility is, and let me explain it.
我解释一下。
Futility is when you do something and you get no result.
存虚妄的心情是你即使做了事情也没有结果。
You spend time and energy pouring yourself into something or someone.
你花了时间精力倾注在一件事上面。
And you get nothing back.
没有收获。
In relationships, in American at least, it's called the friend zone.
在美国。What?
There's a phrase called the friend zone.
在英语里面有一个词叫做这个朋友。
Kind of like 永远都是朋友 right? So it means if a guy is chasing a girl, right?
Oh, 他就说如果一个男生追一个女生的话
And then the girl goes to him and cries to him, I'm so sad.
这个女生会来跟他说我很难过
And this guy really likes the girl.
这个男生很喜欢这个女生
And the girl at the end of the conversation,
这个但是在快讲完的时候这个女生
She says, you are my best friend.
女生说你是我最好的朋友
Oh,那心痛，这是很真的 ，OK?
Then your heart really hurts.
Because you put so much time and energy.
因为你花了多少时间精力去追她。
You sit there, you listen to her cry, and you get mad, and you get sad.
你耐心地坐在那儿听她倾诉。
And you drive 1 hour to listen to her.
你开一小时的车去跟她见面。
And then after all this work.
但是搞了这么多。
You're only a friend.
你只是她的朋友而已。
That's futility.
那就是。存虚妄的心行事。
Because you want to know why that's futile? Because there's no future.
因为你没有未来。
Because you're only a friend. So what you imagine, oh, we're going to get married, we're going to have kids, a house, a job, we're going on vacation together.
因为你以前想得很美，要跟他结婚生孩子。
When she says those words, you're my best friend.
但是当她告诉你，你只不过是个朋友。
All that future is gone.
你所幻想的一切未来都没有了。
The movie stops.
这个电影结束了。
But reality is Christianity is same way.
信主也是一样的。
Because futility of our current actions means that we don't understand eternity.
我们现在行事虚妄意味着我们并不理解永恒的意义。
Because the actions we currently do that we think are wise
我们现在做的自认为聪明的事情
has no bearing on eternity.
在永恒里面没有价值。
That's why it says futility of their minds.
那就是为什么圣经告诉我们存虚妄的心行事。
Think about it.
你想一想。
So we spend our lives working hard, getting a job, getting degrees, getting all the certifications for work, .net, whatever it is.
我们生活非常的辛苦，我们辛苦的学习，拿学位，赚钱。
Especially for people who are immigrants, you have to be top of your class.Or you can't move forward.
特别是对移民来说，你必须要比别人做得更好，才可以被得到承认。
And then you get a job, and then you have to get married, have a family.
然后你找到工作，你结婚成家。
You collect your PhD, your master's degrees.
还是在要学一些更高深的学位。
But one question remains: What happens when you die?
但是问题是，你死了以后呢
？Oh well.
没办法。
That's all you got.
那就是你得到的。
You can gather as many things within this world, but when you die, you don't carry any of it with you.
你在这个世界上，你可以争取尽可能多的事情，但是死了以后一了百了。
There's a joke I used to tell when I was younger. I thought it was really funny.
以前我讲过一个笑话，自以为很可笑。
So it might not be funny to you, but it was funny to me.
你们也许不觉得可笑，我觉得很可笑。
And it was about this rich man on earth.
有一个富人，很有钱的人。
And he came to know Christ.
他认识神以后。
And because he was rich, he tried his best to, you know, donate money and do a lot of things for church.
因为他有钱，他就很愿意去捐钱捐物。
And so he was a finance guy who invested.
他是一个做投资的人。
But he also really loved God.
而且很爱神。
And it got to the point where God said, you know what? I really like this guy.
后来神就觉得，哎，这个家伙也挺好的。
So he sent an angel to come talk to this man.
所以神派一个天使来跟他讲话。
And in the middle of night, that man had a dream.
半夜这个人做了一个梦。
And the angel told him, hey, you know what? God really likes you. You're a good guy.
天使跟他说，哎，你知道吗？神很喜欢你，因为你是
好人。So God said that you're going to probably die in about 5 years.
神告诉你，五年以后你可能要死掉。
But I will let you bring from earth an entire suitcase of whatever you want.
但是我会允许你从地球上带一个衣箱的东西，你想带什么都行。
VIP privilege.
这是一个非常这个高级的一个特权。
And so this man woke up from the dream.
这个男的醒了。
And he said, "Wow, is this real?"
哎，他想是真的吗
？And he believed it.
而且他相信了。
So then he was thinking through the 5 years because he was older.On how to prepare and what to prepare in this luggage.
然后下面的五年，他就开始好好的想，准备如何带几件，带什么行李去天堂。
And so finally, he came up with a great idea.
他最后终于想了一个好办法。
He thought to himself, "What holds the most value?"
他就想，什么东西最值钱呢
？Gold.
金子。
So he decided to sell a lot of his assets.
所以他就把所有的资产都卖掉。
And he filled an entire suitcase.With gold.
他装了整整一箱的金条。
And so then, finally, he's on his deathbed.
最后他要死了。
His family's around him.
他的家人围绕在他的床前。
And everybody asks him, "Why do you have this suitcase next to you?"
每个人都问说，哎，你这箱子里是干嘛的
？He said, "Don't touch it. God said I could bring this with me."
他说不要碰，神说我可以把这个箱子带走。
So everybody thought maybe he was just like a little crazy now that he's older.
大家觉得可能他老糊涂了。
But then eventually, over time, that night, he passed away.
那天夜里他真的死了。
And after he goes dark, he wakes up and he's at the gates of heaven.
他睁开眼站在天堂的门口。
And Peter's there, the apostle Peter is standing there to welcome him.
使徒彼得站在天堂门口欢迎他。
He says that God has been waiting for you. He's so excited that you're here.
彼得说神在等你啊，他很高兴见到你。
And I see that you've brought your luggage.
我看到你拿了一个箱子。
And he said,May I take a look at what you decided to bring?
我可不可以看到你箱子有什么
？And so this rich man said, "After all my finance knowledge, I decided to bring this." And he opened it up and showed the apostle Peter.
这有钱人说，我用我的金融的知识来换了一箱这个东西。
And the apostle Peter was kind of surprised.
彼得看了以后很惊讶。
He was a little curious.
而且很好奇。
And he asked them,
就问他
"Why did you bring road bricks?" Bricks for the road, for building road.
哦，为什么？你为什么把这个地砖带来了
？And this rich man was very confused. He said, "What do you mean? This is 24 karat gold, the purest gold you can buy."
有钱人说你什么意思？这是24K 的纯金啊。
And he said, "No. You misunderstand me. I'm not laughing at you. But here, come into the gates."
彼得说，哎呀，你进来看一下就知道了。
And he opened the gates of heaven.
然后把天堂的门打开。
And the roads are paved with what?With all gold.
天堂的地都是用金子铺成的。
You see, this man spent his life and what he considers to be of worth and of value.
你们看，这个人他一生都把时间精力花在他自认为值钱的地方。
In heaven.
但是在天堂里。
Absolutely worthless.
一文不值。
You see, futility of your mind means that you are thinking that what you're doing has an impact.When it doesn't make a single ripple in eternity.
存虚妄的信行事，就是说，你自认为你做的事情会非常的有用，但是在永恒里面却一文不值。
And so the idea of the old self and the new self.
所以旧生命和新生命。
Is the scripture tells us to no longer walk in the futility of the minds like the Gentiles.
圣经格外的警告我们说，不要再向外邦人存虚妄的信行事。
Because when there is no eternity, no concept of eternity, then everything you focus upon here and now doesn't matter.
当人们不认识永恒的时候，他所做的一切都是只为今生而做。
Because the second part of this,
第二方面
when we're talking about a Gentile or someone who does not believe,
当我们谈到外邦人，就是不信神的人
it talks about something that we are a little more accustomed to, right?
这些都是我们习惯的事情。
And says that hardness of their heart in verse 18, they have become callous and given themselves up to sensuality, greed, to practice of every kind of impurity. In verse 19.
我们经常说他们心底昏昧，与神所赐的生命隔绝了，都因自己无知，心里刚硬。
And so that's easy to understand. People are sinning.
这些都好理解，因为人会犯罪。
People are, you know, continually making mistakes.
人们不停地犯错误。
And when we read this and we ignore that futility of mind, we think that, oh, we're not that bad as people.
当我们读这些描述的时候，我们就忘了前面所说的存虚妄的心行事，因为我们觉得我们没有傻到后面这个地步。
But in reality, when we look and we continue to read verse 20, it says, put off your old self.
但是二十节告诉我们，要我们脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。
That is corrupt through deceitful desires.
这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。
And so the idea of the old self is one that is corrupt.
旧人是渐渐变坏的。
But let me ask you something.
我来问大家一个问题。
If there is no Holy Spirit and no new self,
如果在新人里面没有圣灵，
then that means that no matter what, there's only one self inside, right?
那意味着不管是新旧，只有一个我。
And that's the old self.
那就是旧人。
Absolutely no way to escape.
这个是没有出路的。
You know what? Solomon was very wise when he wrote Proverbs.
所罗门是非常有智慧的。
And when he specifically, even more so, when he wrote Ecclesiastes.
他写传道书的时候。
And when he wrote Ecclesiastes, I love that book because it's so sad.
我很喜欢传道书，因为那是一个很悲伤的书。
Because he says things like, "I have seen a great injustice."
因为他说我见过大大的不公平。
That the rich get richer and the poor remain poor.
那就是富人更富，穷人更穷。
That the evil escape with their deeds and the good are killed.
那就是邪恶没有受惩罚，好的人没有得报应，没有得报偿。
And that's true wisdom because in this world that's what happens.
那就是他的智慧，因为这是这个世界上的样子。
Because there's no new self, so if the old self prevails,
因为如果没有新人，旧人横行。
Then regardless if you are good or you're bad by this world's standards,
不论你在世上人看来是好是坏，
you still die.
你还是要死的。
You know, that in English there's a saying, right? Only two things are certain.
在英语里面有一个说法，只有两件事情是肯定的。
Death and taxes.
死亡和税收。
And so, since death comes to us all, the idea of futility and this evil desire, and when there's no new self,
因为死亡是如此肯定的一件事情，所以当我们没有新人的时候
，is very depressing because even if you're a good person, it doesn't matter.
你想到你的这个旧人，你就觉得非常的沮丧，因为即使你是好人，你也没有什么办法。
But Ephesians it gives us a very hopeful conclusion, right?
但是以弗所是又给了我们一个希望。
It talks about that the new self that comes in is different.
告诉我们新人是如何的不同。
It is eternal.
是永恒的。
And that it is one that you are in verse, sorry. In verse 24, it says, put on the new self created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness.
24节说，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
And so the new self that is put within us is one that is made in the likeness and holiness and righteousness of God.
这个新人是照着神的形象造的，是仁义和圣洁的。
And that means that there is an eternity attached to that life.
这意味着像这个生命里面是有永恒在里面的。
Which means that the things that we do actually matter.
意味着我们从此以后做的事情都是有意义的。
Because then each relationship, each interaction we have with people,
所以从此以后你和人所交往
can potentially be affecting eternity.
是要关系到他们的永恒。
Think about that.
你们好好想一想。
When you meet someone and you are living a godly Christian life,
当你遇到生命中遇到一些人，同时你又是有一个圣洁的生活。
And a random stranger sees you living that Christian life.
这些你遇到的人会看到你的生活的圣洁。
One day in the very, very far future, you may meet that person in heaven.
在遥远的将来，你在天堂也许会遇到那个人。
Interesting to think about.
你们想一想。
Because now every word, every deed can impact someone or something.
因为现在你说的每一句话，你做的每一个举动，都可以对人产生影响。
And that's huge to think about if you really want to consider it.
你如果好好想的话，会觉得非常的非常的不一般。
Which is why in Scripture, in further on, it says that God will judge us according to what?
为什么圣经会告诉我们神会
will judge us according to each action and every word and idle thought?
神会按照我们说的每一句话、每个思想、做的每一个举动来判断我们。
That makes me a little nervous.
让我很紧张。
Because there's a lot of idle thought up here.
因为我脑子有很多乱七八糟想法。
I mean, most of my day, if you think about it, is like I wake up in the morning.
我的一天是这样开始的，早上起来。
Then I sit on a bus for 2 hours.
坐在公车上两个小时。
I play some phone games.
玩一些手机的游戏。
Then I go to work.
然后去上班。
Then I just type away coding.
然后编一些程序。
Maybe get on a couple phone calls.
然后接两个电话。
Eat lunch.
吃点饭。
Go home.
回家。
Then after I get home,
回家以后,
we cook dinner,
做个饭,
maybe watch some basketball like Golden State winning,
看点电视节目,体育节目,
and then we get tired,
然后就累了,
and then go to sleep,
然后就睡觉了,
wake up the next day,
然后第二天又醒来,
5 days a week,
五天都是这样,
and then maybe occasionally on a Thursday night when we have Bible study,
也许偶尔星期三晚上我们有查经,
I'm like, oh, this is the impactful time, so I get up, I do Bible study at night.
我想, oh, 今天是要影响人的时间, 所以我
们起来。 And then on Sunday, I go to church and I listen to sermons and I sing songs.
星期天去教会,去听讲道,唱圣诗。
But you guys are all smart. Let's think about the percentage of time we spend.
但是你们很聪明啊,你们知道我百分之多少的时间是怎么花的。
I definitely spend more time worrying about what I'm going to eat for lunch at work.
我肯定花的，但我想就是要中午吃什么花的时间。
Way more than I think about God and what is impactful in the future.
比我想神，比我想怎么样能够在永恒里面有作用想得多。
And if we understood eternity like forever and ever,
如果你们明白永恒的概念，就是永永远远这个概念。
We're all in a little bit of trouble when we stand before God.
还有我们那些在神面前将要去面对的。
And so, when we look at this, right?
所以当你看这些经文的时候
，when we consider eternity,
当我们想到永恒
，and the change of old to new,
从旧人到新人
，God then warns us.
神警告我们。
How do we change from the old to the new?
我们怎么样从旧人变到新人
？Because I'm going to go on a little bit of a tangent here.
我要再讲一下。
Christianity,
基督教
is not your Christianity, your faith.
你的信心
should not be affected by circumstance.
不应该被环境所左右。
And I say this with love.
我是用爱心讲这话。
That when you attach your Christianity to culture, regardless of what the culture is,
当你把你基督教的信仰和文化结合在一起的时候
you will be sorely, sorely disappointed.
你会非常非常的失望。
And this happened a lot, especially in the political situation we're in this world.
这个经常发生，特别是今天的这些政局。
Let me tell you something.
我告诉你们一件事情。
No matter who you voted for,
不论你选的是谁。
No matter who you think should have won the election,
不论你认为谁应该赢。
No matter who you think is more Christian or less Christian,
不管你认为谁更像基督徒,
or how culture is turning evil or culture should turn better,
不论你觉得我们的文化是向好的方向发展还是向坏的方向发展,
God is so much greater than that.
我们的神比这一切要大得多得多得多。
So why attach your faith to a political party?
那为什么把你的信心绑在一个政党上面?
Because if sin is rampant in the world,
因为这世界充满了罪恶。
Let's say that Congress and Senate they pass all these laws that we consider to be sinful.
立法的人会去会通过各种各样的法案，让我们觉得是有罪的。
Then live like Daniel.
What?
Live like Daniel.
那么应该像但以理一样生活。
He continued to live a faithful believer in God.
他在神里面一直是有信心的。
It did not impact his faith.At all.
他生活在何处根本就不影响他的信心。
Because in the span of time, he understood what it meant to have the Spirit within him.
因为他知道心里有圣灵的存在是什么样子。
Because eternity is greater than the 250 years that America has been in existence.
因为他的永恒比美国所已经存在的这两三百年要长得多。
And if society is going according to what you think should be right,
不论社会是不是向你想的方向发展，
even more so should you remain a faithful believer in God.
你自己要在主里面有信心。
Because the actions of the old and the new are not affected by circumstance.
因为旧人和新人不被外界所左右。
But rather it is a changing of the heart.
那是心里面的改变。
So that when we read, right, it says, verse 24,
24节
put on the new self created in the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness.
并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
I want you to look. It says true righteousness and holiness.
我想要强调有真理的仁义和圣洁。
True
是真的。
Not world manufactured righteousness and holiness.
不是世界上所彰显的仁义和圣洁。
Not legalistic holiness and righteousness.
不是法律意义上的仁义和圣洁。
Because if you really want to consider who was the most righteous and holy during this time,
如果你想知道现在谁最仁义，谁最圣洁，
according to the standards by us, it would be the Pharisees.
根据我们自己的标准，那法利赛人最圣洁。
Let's just think to yourself, if you feel guilty, it's okay.
你想想自己，如果你有觉得有罪是可以的。
How many of us go consistently to prayer meeting?
你们有多少人坚持不懈去祷告会？
How many of us read our Bibles daily?
有多少人每天读圣经？
How many of us are, when we pray for our meals, we are truly thankful?
有多少人在谢饭祷告的时候是真心真意的？
How many of us truly evangelize to our friends and our coworkers?
有多少人真的是为身边的人传福音的？
How many of us can truly love people who are sinners?
有多少人愿意去爱罪人的？
I can't raise my hand.
我是做不到的。
Because that's not the way I'm built yet, at the same time, God is gracious.
但因为那不是我们现在的样子，但是同时神是有恩典的。
Because true righteousness and holiness, the action is followed after in the next section of the verse.
因为有真理的仁义和圣洁，下面向我们解释将要带出什么样的行为。
And it's kind of interesting because it says, put off or put away falsehood in verse 25.
二十五节说，你们要弃绝谎言。
Speak the truth with his neighbor.
个人与邻舍说实话。
But at the same time, verse 26, be angry, do not sin.
二十六节说，生气却不要犯罪。
Do not let the sun go down on your anger.
不可含怒到日落。
Give no opportunity to the devil.
也不可给魔鬼留地步。
It says that when you are putting on the new self, you must then be truthful.
就是告诉我们，当你有新人的时候，你一定是真实的。
And this is not talking about just truthful to someone that you don't like at church.
这并不是说对你不喜欢的人。
It's not saying that, oh, so and so was, you know, speaking bad, so I can now, because the Bible says so, I can say, hey, you gossip and you're bad.
但并不是说你认为有的人，说不好的话，你可以到他们面前说你在说流言蜚语，你是坏的。
But at truthfulness is truly understanding both sides.
这个真实就是说你要理解两方面。
Because if you understand your own sin,
如果你知道你以前的罪,
oh, then you're going to understand someone else's.
那你也会理解别人现在的罪。
Because then when you look at someone else, you say, okay, if I tell this person the truth about their actions,
你看着这些人，你会知道说，你如果告诉他们所行的真实的样子。
How will I accept truth when they tell me about my actions?
那如果他告诉我我做的事情，我能接受吗？
So therefore,
所以
be angry and do not sin.
生气却不要犯罪。
Because truth is exposure.
因为真理是可以显现的。
And when you expose yourself, that's the only way that your new self can continue to move forward.
当你把自己显露出来的时候，你才知道你会前进。
But exposure is painful.
但是显露出来是痛苦的。
Having people know sins within the body is extremely painful.
在肢体中看到互相的罪显露出来是格外痛
苦的。But it is necessary.
但是是必要的。
Because what?
为什么呢？
The second part of verse 25, we are members of one another.
因为二十五节说我们互相为肢体。
And so when you think about putting on the new self, it means that you must now, what? Be exposed to all the other members, yet accepting and giving good advice and truthfulness.
当你穿上新人的时候，就意味着你会在众人面前是赤露敞开的，并且你也愿意去提醒别的人。
Because like I told the kids, in verse 29 it says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth.
就像我刚才跟孩子们讲的说，污秽的言语一句不可出口。
But only things that are good for building up.
但是只有一件事是造就人的。
As fits the occasion, so when it is right time.
你要随时说造就人的好话。
That it may give what? Grace to the hearer.
听见的人得益处。
You see, brothers and sisters, having on a new self is not as easy as flipping a switch.
穿上新人并不是像开关这样简单，拧一个开关这样简单。
The old self still remains.
因为旧人还在。
You fight internally day in and day out.
你自己的内心每天都在征战。
But the problem we have and just keep going.But the problem is that we have a misconception about what it means to be holy.
但是我们谈到圣洁，我们就有一个误解。
We assume that holiness and righteousness is to follow the rules according to Scripture.
我们以为圣洁和仁义就是按照书上规定的去做。
And so we say, if you are partying, drinking, sleeping around, you are therefore sinning.
所以大多数人都觉得，如果你整天喝酒、抽烟、开 party 就是坏的。
And but if you daily read your Bible and you go to every single church meeting, then you are holy.
如果每天读经、参加教会活动，你就是圣洁的。
That is not the case.
那个不是这样的。
Because even in Scripture, God says there are those who will come to me and say, "Did we not prophesy in your name?"
因为主耶稣也跟我们说，有末世时候有人会说，难道我没有在你面前？用你的名来说预言吗？
Did we not heal people in your name?
我们难道没有奉你的名去医治别人吗？
And God says, I never knew you.
但是神说，我不认识你们。
Because those actions, the following of rules is not what makes a believer.
因为这些去照本宣科遵循这些指令的并不是真正的圣洁。
It is the hearts of change within us.
是在我们里面一个转变的心。
It is not...Being holy is not necessarily the absence of sin.
圣洁并不是意味着没有一点罪。
But rather, it is that we acknowledge sin, and so therefore we acknowledge God.
而是我们正视自己的罪，从而正视我们需要神的救恩。
How do we know this from this passage?
我们怎么样从经文里面知道？
In verse 28, it says this. It has a weird example.
在二十八节给我们一个很奇怪的例子。
It says, "Let the thief no longer steal."
说从前偷窃的不可再偷。
But rather, let him labor doing honest work for his own hands.
总要劳力亲手做正经事。
Stop there.
停在这儿。
That's what we think. We think, oh, if you're a thief and you steal, then when you become a believer, a good person, then you no longer steal. Go get a good job.
我们理解的是，以前是偷东西的，信主以后不偷了，开始有工作了。
And so therefore, oh, you're holy now. You're righteous because you're no longer sinning.
所以你现在就圣洁了，因为你不再犯罪了。
That the absence of sin equals righteousness or holiness.
我们认为没有犯罪就是圣洁。
But that's not the case because if you keep reading in that verse.
但是呢，不是这个圣经告诉我们的。如果你继续往下读，就知道。
It talks about the heart of why this thief now works.
讲到为什么这个偷窃的人现在要做事。
So that he may have something to share with anyone in need.
为的是就可有余分给那缺少的人。
He's not working just to not steal.
他工作并不是仅仅为了不去偷窃。
He is working so that he can bless others.
他工作是为了可以祝福别人。
That's a huge difference.
那是一个非常不一样的事情。
If I say to myself, you know what, I'm just not going to say anything bad.
如果我跟自己说，我再也不说坏的话。
And I'll only do good stuff.
我只是做好事。
And I will live my life as perfectly according to the rules as possible.
我一定要按照这个规矩 生活。
That person is not following what God is calling.
那个人并没有按照神的教导生活。
Because when we were sinful,
因为当我们有罪的时候，
we did things wrong.
我们做的是错事。
Because our heart was wrong.
因为我们的心是错的。
But honestly, we also did some things right.
但是我们也做了对的事情。
There are a lot of non-Christians in this world that are holier and more righteous according to our rules.Than we are.
所以如果按照这个标准来衡量的话，世上很多不信主的人比我们还要圣洁。
Because why then be a Christian?
他们就不需要做基督徒了。
Like think about it. Those who believe in Islam, Muslims.
你们想一下，穆斯林。
They pray 5 to 7 times a day.
他们一天要祷告5到7次。
Never doesn't matter where they are. They put down their blanket.
不管他们到了什么地方，立刻就跪下来。
And they kneel.And they pray to who they think is God.
跪下来向他们认为的神祷告。
When I was in high school, I was embarrassed to pray for my lunch.
我上高中的时候，我谢饭祷告都不好意思做。
It's one of these. It's like you take out your lunch, right?
把饭拿出来。
And your youth counselor told you, "Oh, you should learn to pray for your meals."
你想起自己的这个牧者说你要学习为饭食祷告。
And so all your friends are around, right?
所以你身朋友都在旁边坐
着看你。So you drop your napkin.
然后你就。
And you go down and you say, "Dear Jesus, thank you for this food in Jesus' name, pray, Amen." And you come back up.
所以就把一个餐巾纸扔到地上，捡餐巾纸的机会，就很快的祷告一下，谢饭一下。
By the law, I did it. I succeeded.
但是我确实也是按照要求来做的呀。
But the heart that God wants is not one that just prays for a meal.
但是神要我们做这个事情，不是仅仅是嘴唇上祷告。
But one that truly is thankful to God, so that even when culture or circumstances are there,
但是神要我们真的有那颗感谢的心。
That no matter who's there, that you can sit there and you can pray and you thank God.
不论你身边坐的是什么样的人，你都可以安心的坐下来向神表示感恩。
See, brothers and sisters, when we think about the new self.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们想到新生命的时候，
we always think that has to do with laws and rules and regulations.
我们总是想到那些规条啊，利率啊。
But in reality, at the very end of Ephesians chapter 4, and I'm going to close with this.
但是在以弗所书的第四章的
结尾 be kind to one another.
告诉我们并要以恩慈相待。
Tender-hearted.
存怜悯的心。
Forgiving one another.
彼此饶恕。
As God in Christ.
正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
You see, how should we live as Christians?
你看，我们作为基督徒要如何生活？
It's the first, put off the old self.
第一，要弃绝老我。
Remove futility from our minds.
把虚妄的心拿开。
Understand eternity.
理解永恒的意义。
To change our hearts.
改变我们的心。
To speak truthfullyto others as well as ourselves,
与人说实话,
to not sin,
不要犯罪,
but also to do good,
但是还要做好事,
so that we are kind and generous and forgiving to one another.
并要以恩慈相待, 从怜悯的心。
That's what it means to have a clean slate.
那就是我们重新开始的。
That's what we are desiring in the new year.
那就是我们在新年所应该向往的。
Not just to give us another video game life.
不仅仅是开始一个电子游戏里面的满血复活的生命。
So that we can fail and then just, you know, try again another year.
就像电子游戏里面一样，你可以失败，再起来，再失败。
But rather that we can continually grow into eternity towards God.
但是我们在主里面可以一直的努力，直到永远。
So with that, let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Lord God, we just want to thank you, God.
我们主耶稣，我们感谢你。
We thank you that you have given us this chance to come before you.
感谢你给我们这个机会，让我们能够来到你的面前。
To confess before you that we are sinners.
在你面前承认我们都是有罪的。
But also to confess before you that we are accepting your grace and your love.
并且还是感恩地向你承认，我们接受你的恩典和你的爱。
Because you are the one true God.
因为你是独一真神。
You are the one that we should live for.
你是我们应该为之而生活的。
And that you have given us a new life and a new heart.
你给了我们新生命，给了我们一颗新的心。
So that we can walk towards you daily.
所以我们可以与你同行。
We pray for this congregation.
我们为会众祷告。
May they be holy and righteous before you.
求你在让他们在你面前有仁义和圣洁。
But not like the Pharisees.
但是不像法利赛人那样。
But rather like the early church.
而是像初代教会那样。
Loving one another.
互相有爱心。
Giving to one another.
互相赠予。
Lifting one another up to you.
互相建造。
And in Jesus' name we pray.
用耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.